Benizokin aminem yochi. Yes, so even by Nizokin then, how come the Nizik has the right to collect from the easiest, the best field? Why can't this last lokeach say, listen, if you'll take Beninis, okay. If you're not going to take Beninis, I'll give back the Zaburius to the owner. And then, since that's the only field that he has, he'll have to collect from the Zaburius. So why can't I take off from the Nizik also? And the Nizik nami name hochi. Samara says no. Samara says it's not true, so that can't be the case here. Elo hocha b'mayaskino, we're talking about over here, b'yasmi. We're talking about now that there were Yisraimim. That's what we're talking about over here. Delav v'nei peroya ninu. That the original owner died, and he only has his sons left over, the Yisraimim. And the Yisraimim are called lav v'nei peroya ninu. You can't collect from the Yisraimim. V'shibudi delay olei didei ramya. And his shibud is upon you. So Rashi says, "El midla turn out about kochel hoche eskina going shemei samoicha." Talking about the moicha died. The chivah shlehani yakarke didn't leave over any property. Ena yisaimim the don in peroyin. You can't collect from the yisaimim. The metalkli the yasim the bachov lemishtabdi. So therefore, the yisaimim don't have to pay up. You only go to this lokeach. Now viyafa pi shemaslem karka even if the lokeach would give back the karka to the Yisraimim, hevelu ki yasmi shekona karka liyacha mitzvah aviyam. That has a lachol like the Yisraimim that bought new property after the father died, and you can't collect the baal chayv, the father doesn't collect from it. So therefore, by Yisraimim, the nitzik you can't push off. What we're talking about now, by the Yisraimim, so you don't have ishaskis. You don't have the sword to say, keep quiet, or else I give the property back to the owner. Of course, you can't give the property back to the owner. He's dead. Give it back to the Yisraimim. They're not lav b'nei peroyin inu. So therefore, the shibud, the payment is upon you. You have to pay. Hilchach lech l'mei mahochi. So you can't say the teretz. So now we're back to the original kasha then. If the case is that he bought idius last, so if he bought idius last, the question is then, so why doesn't the ksubasisha and the balchoiv collect from the idius? Since this was the last property that you bought, so you bought it off the meicher, so that was the b'nei chayrin. Since so, that was the last property, that's the one you should collect from. So how come now the lekech has the right to push off the baal chayv to the beinonis or the isha to the zburius? Why? So my answer is, elamishum tiyamalhu. Because it's like this, as far as like this. This lekech says, time of my yom rabbonin, ein nifroyim minachosim mishabodim amokim sheish b'nei chayrin. What's the reason why the Rabbanan said that you can't go and get your Beinonis from Mishabodim if it was sold already? When the Moicha still has property, that's Mishum Takanta Didi. The Rabbanan made a Takana for a Lokeach. Like this, if a person buys a field, will always have to be afraid. If I buy the field, maybe tomorrow someone will come and take it away from me. Because maybe from the person that I bought it off, he owes somebody else money, and that person will come and collect my property. So in order that should not happen too often, the Rabbanan made a takono. So when you buy property of somebody, they can't take the property away from you as long as there's some property left by the meicher. As long as the meicher has some property left over, that's the property that has to be paid off with, and not from Mishabodim. That's a svar mid Rabbanan. Now it's really midiraisa of Yochi Budi midiraisa says that when you borrow money, so your beninus, your middle class field is Mishubah to me. So really, even if you sell it to somebody else, I should still have a right to go and get it away from the person that bought it. It's only the Rabbanan made a takana, no, you can't go get your beninus, you have to take what the meicher has. So that's the svara why a takana didi for the lokeach. So here, since it's one lokeach that bought all three properties, he has a right to say, ano mi, this one lokeach, poho takanta lo nichali, I do not like this takana. I would rather leave without the svara shibudu the yoraisa that says that you, Baal Chayv, you have a right to collect from your beninus. Even though I bought the beninus first, still your shibud remains by the beninus. Because I don't like that takana that was made for my sake, that you go back to the owner. No, I'd rather you come to me. And that you could do, kidda rova like rova. The Yama rova says, whoever says I do not want a takonas chachamim to go in zoo in a case like this, where the chachamim made a special takona for your benefit. So where the whole takona was for your benefit, you have a right to say you don't want it. That the chachamim don't force you; they do something for your benefit. But if you say you don't want it, okay, they take it back. Michael going zoo. What was that case that Rava was talking about? Kid Rafuna, like Rafuna. The wife has a right to say to her husband, like, don't feed me, and I don't want to work for you. The Chama made a takana that you have to feed me. Since the husband has to feed his wife, therefore what she works goes back to the husband. But that's for her takana though, for her sake. So she has the right to say, I don't want that. I don't want you to feed me, but I would rather keep my paycheck for myself. So Nisha has the right to do that. Since the whole takana with Rabbanu was for her sake, she could say, I don't want it. See here also, no reason why a Baal Chayv can't collect from Mishabodim is a takana for the Mishabodim, for the Lakeach. Here, with Lakeach, is better off. If the Baal Chayv has to take his Shibud from the Benedis, so he has a right to say, don't do me no favors, leave your Shibud on the Benedis, and therefore, even though I bought Idyas last, you can't get the Idyas, because your Shibud is still upon the Benedis, therefore you only collect your Benedis. And the same thing with Subasisha, she only collects from Zeburius. Now the Gemara says like this. Pshit is for sure, Mocha Lakeach Beninis U Zeburius Vishayir Idias Afon. Let's say this Lakeach that bought the three properties off the original person, now he sold it to a third person. And he sold the Beninis and the Zeburius, and he left over the Idias to himself. So here for sure, Laisi Kunov Ligvim Idias. All three of them, the Isha and the Baal Chayv, has a right to collect from the Idias. Why? To Achareini, because that's the last one. Oh, Beninis or Zeburius last night, Agabei. He doesn't have any more Beninis or Zeburius. Now, as we're talking about, when he bought the same case, he bought the Idias last. But since he bought the Idias last, that's really the Shibur was upon the Idias. Just if he has the Beninis, he has a right to say, I'll pay you from the Beninis. For here that he already sold the Beninis or the Zeburius, let Lesnayo Gabei to Moslemaimalo Gabi me Beninis or the Zeburius. He doesn't have it. So he can't tell them, listen, I'll pay you from the Beninis of Zeburius. To La Yichli, but to come to the Rabbonin. I can't say I don't want it to come to the Rabbonin, and therefore I'll pay you from the Beninis, because I don't have it. So if this Lakeach that bought all three properties, that he bought the Idias last, and now he sold to somebody else the Beninis and the Zeburius, so the Baal Chayv that comes to him and says, listen, you bought the Idias. That was the last property that my Leiva had. And that property was Meshubah to me. So you have to pay me from this Idias. And here you don't have any more Beninis left over to say I'll pay you for the Beninis. So that's Pshita that they all collect from this Idias, from the best field. Abba, what's going to be the case like this? Abba, Mocher Idias. Let's say he sold the Idias. The Ishaya Beninis of Zeburius. He left over by himself the Beninis and Zeburius. My, what's the law here? Could they go to the Idias or not? So Sobra, by the name of Abaya, thought to say, also Kula Gavim Idias. All of them have a right now to go to that Idias. Because really that Idias was the last property left over by the original Leiva, by the original Mazik. So therefore their Shibud was on that Idias. And since now that property was sold to a third person, they have a right to collect from him. Or Malay Rabba said, no, Ma Mocha Rishon L'Shen, you know what the first one, this first Lakeach sells the second Lakeach, it's a Svara, Kol Sechus Shetavul Yodai. So Svara, when you sell property, you sell all the schusim you have in it to this new Lakeach. Therefore, the Kivon Dilu Asa Gabe Lakeach Rishon. Since it all come to the first Lakeach, and they would want to get Idias from him, he wouldn't pay Idias. Because Motzi Agvile Mebenis was a Burius, that first Lakeach, since he has the Benis and the Burius, he has the right to say to them, I'll pay you from the Benis and the Burius. V'yafa Pidichi Zavni Benis and the Burius, Akat Idias B'nei Chayrin. Even though at the time when he bought the Benis and the Burius, the Idias was still by the first original Leiva. It was Ben Chayrin there. Heve. And even though there's a klal of V'yei Mifroyim and Chasum Mishabodim calls them on Hika B'nei Chayrin, that really you have no right to collect from the other property that was sold already, B'mokim, there's still B'nei Chayrin left over. Still, the first Lakeach could be Matchanem, does not have to pay them from Idias. He could pay them from Beninis. Why? Because Mosi Omli could tell them, Lo'inichli B'hai Takanta. I do not like this Takanta, the Rabbonin. Therefore, I want to leave it without the takana, that in the chos, you are Baal Chayv, you are Meshubah to the Beninis, you only get the Beninis. So that's what the first Lakeach could say. The first Lakeach does not have to pay the Baal Chayv from the Idias, but from the Beninis. If so, now that he sold his Idias to a third person, Lakeach Sheni, the second one that bought this property, Nami Mosi Omli, he could say the same thing back. Govi Beninis is a Burius. You Baal Chayv, go collect from the Beninis, that's why the first Lakeach. Why? When the second Lakeach bought it, Adaita the chos chusa the hevel elerishan the gavos oven. He only bought it with a condition that he has all the schusim that the first lakeh has. So since the first lakeh has the schus not to pay them from idiots, he has a right to push them off to the original chayv, that original shiva they had. The bal chayv had to bend in it, and the isha had to zaburius. So since the first lakeh could do it, when he sells the idiot to the second one has that same schus that they can't collect his idiots, but he can push them off to the bendness and the zaburius. Oh my Rav, Rav says like this, Ruvain shemocha kol sadaisim l'shimin. Ruvain sold all his property to Shimon. For holach Shimon umocha sodo achas Levi. Shimon now sold one property to Levi. Now, ubo ba'choyv de Ruvain. The Baal Choyv of Ruvain comes here right now, and he wants to collect his money. So Ruvain has no more fields. Ruvain sold all his fields to Shimon, and Shimon sold one to Ruvain. Let's say they're all Beninists, let's say. So locha is, Rotsa mizeh goyva, Rotsa mizeh goyva. This Baal Choyv now has a right to go either to Shimon or to Levi, because either one of them has from him Mishabodim. For lo yamon, we only say the sale of the Zoven Beninists. When can he go back to even to Levi? Only if Levi bought Beninists. Al Zoven Idis or Zaburius, but let's say Levi, the third one, only bought either Idis or Zaburius Lai, then the Baal Choyv can't go to him. He has to stay by the first Lakeach. Why? Because the second one could say the Yomalei, the Hochi Daiki Vizan the Idis or Zaburius. You know, I was medantic, I was careful only to buy either Idis or Zaburius. Arya de Lechazi Lecho, land that's not fitting for you, because I don't want you to collect it. So therefore, I have a right that if I only bought either Idis or Zaburius, you can't take collect from me, you have to go to the first Lakeach that has your Beninus. And another Chiddush, V'yafilu Zoven Beninus Nami, even if the second Lakeach bought Beninus, Hitaka bought Beninus, he bought, still, the Baal Choyv cannot go straight to Levi. Lo yamoronela de lo shayim Beninus de kavosei. When do we say can go to Levi? Only if there was no Beninus left over by Shimon. The Leimotzi Yomalei, because then Levi, the third one, cannot say to the Baal Choyv, Henach l'chomokim l'gabi Shimon, that I left over some property for you to collect from Shimon. If I can't say that, then the Baal Choyv has the right to go to Levi that bought the only Beninus. Avul Shai Beninus. But let's say, Shimon first bought all the Beninus, two fields of Beninus. Now Levi came and only bought one property of Beninus, and he left over one Beninus by Shimon. If so, Avushaya Beninus the Kavosa Gabi Shimon. If Levi left over an equal property of Beninus by Shimon, then Lagovaminei, then the Baal Choyv cannot go to Levi to the third one. To Motzi Yomlek, but the third one, Levi could say, Henachti Lechomokim Ligvas Memenu. Listen, I left over property by Shimon. I left over Beninus for you to collect. Therefore, you can't get more than Shimon's Beninus. Omer Abaya says, Ruvein Shemocha Sodel Shimon Meachrayas. If Ruvain sold his field to Shimon with an achrayis, with a guarantee, that if it's taken away from you, I'll pay you for it. Now, v'yos the Baal Choyv de Ruvain. The Baal Choyv, somebody that Ruvain borrowed money from, now comes to collect. The Torah for Shimon, he wants to go and take away the property from Shimon. So halacha is, dinahu, there's halacha now, that the ozer Ruvain has a right to come, or mishtoya dinah badei. He has the right to go into this din Torah. Even though now the Baal Choyv is going straight to Shimon and saying, listen Shimon, you own this property right now, it belongs to me, you have to pay me. So even though the Baal Choyv is talking straight to Shimon, Reuven has a right to stick his 2 cents in. And he has a right to say, to be a Baal Dovin, have to say, no, either I paid up or I know what's doing. And v'lei motzi yomalei, and the Baal Choyv cannot say to this Reuven, lav Baal Dovin de Diyat, like what are you doing here? You're not the Baal Dovin. I'm not coming to you to collect, I'm coming to Shimon to collect. No, the Baal Choyv can't say this. The Yomalev, because Reuven has a right to say, listen, if you're going to take away this property from Shimon, or Lai Hodor, Shimon is going to come back to me to get the money from me. So if I'm a Baal Dovr, it's Magay to me here, therefore I have a right to say, like in Dina Mishpat, a Toyin V'nitzen has special Kayach HaTayna. The Baal Dvorim themselves has a right to Taina something, to say something. So here, Reuven is called the Baal Dovr here. Vika the army, some say even the bigger Kiddush. Vika the army, some say, Afilu Shleibi Achrayis. Even when Reuven first sold the property to Shimon, even without Achrayis. Nami. Also, Reuven has a right to come into the Din Torah. The Omalei, because Reuven can say to the Baal Choyv, L'nichali to tehevi l'shimon teruma salai. I don't like the fact that Shimon should have complaints against me. Because what happened here? Reuven sold this field to Shimon. Without Achrayis, without any guarantee. So now Reuven's Baal Chayv comes and takes away the property from Shimon. It's taken away. He can't come back to Reuven. But Shimon's going to feel bad. Shimon's going to feel, listen, I had a bad deal. I lost all my money. He's going to have terumis against Reuven. He can't do anything, but it's only complaints. So Reuven has a right to say, I don't want someone to have complaints against me. Therefore, I'm also about Dover here. I have a right to say what I have to say. Whether I time I paid up or you have no right to take it, we have to listen to what Reuven says. The Yom Rabbi, Abaye says like this. Reuven, Shemocha, Sodel, Shimon, Shlom, Achrayis. Reuven has sold his field to Shimon without a guarantee.